Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
That's the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I made it in there under 30 seconds to go. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard Screamin' Jay Hawkins with I Hear Voices, single release on the Enrica label, or Enrica label, in 1962. For that, the Social Outcast did Mad, from the compilation Weirdsville, came out in 2002 on the Monsure label in Australia. Originally released on the Sultan label in 1959, it was a split 7-inch with Ronnie and the Renegades. Well, that Baron Damon and the Vampires did the Transylvania Twist. Released originally on the WNYS-TV, it must have been some sort of a promo. WNYS was in Syracuse, New York. 1963 was the year. I got off the compilation, the Big Each Volume 5. For that, Terry Teen and the Curse of the Hearse. Unknown date on that, originally released in the Iowa label, but the guy was from California, so was the label. That was off another Big Each Volume, this time Volume 3. And then we kicked off the set, the last set of the first hour, Lou Rawls and his take on Season of the Witch, from the Way It Was, the Way It Is LP. Came out in 1969 on Capitol. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and everybody's going to know this one, unless you've been on a rock for the last, I don't know, 59 years. These are the Desperate Hours.
Shadow knows. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Christ's sake.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They made the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the MASH.
They played the Monster MASH. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the MASH.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH. Now everything's cool. Jack's a part of the band. And my Monster MASH is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this MASH was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Bordy sent you.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
Mash,
easy God, you impetuous young boy.
Mash, good.
Monster Mash,
yeah.
Monster Mash.
I gotta tell
ya,
it isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
I used to have a girlfriend, but she's 6 feet underground. When I pass by her tombstone, it really gets me down. 'Cause she won't be there. No, she won't be there. No, she's dead. Nobody knows I'm crying. There's no teardrops in my eye. And when I call, it's hard to realize she won't be there. No, she won't be there. No, she's dead.
Why do I keep thinking things that make me move? How much longer will I feel the way I do?
It seems so long ago. I would stop in at the dance tonight, but I don't believe I'll go.
She won't be there. She won't be there. No, she's dead.
How much longer will I feel the way I do? She's 6 feet underground. Now when I pass by her tombstone, it really gets me down.
'Cause she won't be there. No, she won't be there.
No, she's dead.
Please, haven't you done enough to me?
Yeah. Are my methods unsound?
I went out to eat the other night, picked up my girl at 8. In my soup I found a fly, but there behind my plate was an eyeball in my martini, a highball with a twist. One in my linguine too, I said there's something wrong with this.
Thank you.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis. The station wants you to know to take time to be a dad today. Call 1-877-4DAD-41 or visit fatherhood.gov. This is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And besides, they choose your nursing home. So be nice to them. Anyway. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Still shaking off the rust after 18 months off. The preparation is a lot less, so there's a lot less prep time in a live broadcast than there is in trying to record vinyl, rip vinyl in real time, and even some CDs, not necessarily in real time, and putting together a show. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard the Russian Spy and I by The Hunters, a Dutch band which released that track on RCA Victor in the Netherlands in 1966. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation Pebbles Volume 25. The third Holland volume came out in 1988 on AIP. For that, The Cramps from the Look Mom No Head CD came out in 1991 on Restless. An Eyeball in My Martini, The Strangeloves with I Want Candy, because, hey, beyond the freaks and the spooks and the scariness, is Candy. Single released in 1965 on Bang. I debated playing Bow Wow Wow's version, but I realized I hadn't played this version, the original one, on Bang in, I don't know, years. Anyway, before that, this week's Tearjerker. And the Downliners Sect with Now She's Dead, a track originally released on Columbia in the UK in 1965. I got off the Best Of thing, Singles A's and B's, came out on C for Miles in 1994. Well, that, this week's song that everybody knows, and well, like I say, you had to been living off behind a rock or under a rock for many, many decades. Bobby Boris Pickett with Monster Mash, released on Garpax in 1962, released again and became a big hit around 1972. On Parrot. Then we kicked off the set. The first set of the second hour with the Janettes and Sally Go Round the Roses. Single released on the Tough Records label in 1963. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Say I'm mad. He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad.
Monty, yet fearless leader, bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it. Aha! Instant Beepo!
Boy, is he nuts.
It couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony!
See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Are you prepared for the motion picture that proves they're coming to get you? You! They exist. They're coming to get you. They bear the mark of the devil inside them. They're coming to get you. They may be your wife, husband, sweetheart. They're coming to get you. They may even be your children. They're coming to get you. They cannot be exorcised. They're coming to get you. The Book of Doomsday foretold their coming. This is their time. Are you prepared for the motion picture that proves they're coming to get you? Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, from Independent International.
You're listening to the King of Todd Farr.
Mr. Alex Piandes on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
She's an evil too. Say she's the witch. She got a long back of hair and a big black car. I know what you're thinking, but you won't get far. She's gonna make you ill, 'cause she's the witch. Where she wants. You better be careful before it's too late. She's gonna make you ill, 'cause she's a witch.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next last set of the evening. For the last time, you're hearing Link Ray and His Rayman with The Shadow Knows, a track originally released on Swan in 1964. I got off the Best Of thing, Mr. Guitar. Came out in 1995 on Norton! Just heard Reggie Perkins from the motion picture Date Bait, directed by O'Dale Ireland in 1960, Date Bait Baby, from the Date Bait original motion picture soundtrack, came out on Modern Harmonic in 2019. Well, that you heard the Sonics and The Witch. From the Sonics, here are the Sonics reissue, came out in 1998 on Norton, once again. Originally released on the Etiquette label in 1965, before that, Pat and the Wildcats with The Giggler, originally released on the Crusader label in 1964. I got off some compilation, I believe, a homemade one, a few years back. But at the Zanies, kicked off the set, the next to last set of the evening, with The Mad Scientist, track originally released on Doré in 1958. I get off the compilation Make Mine Mondo, which is all the weird stuff from the Doré label between 1958 and 1968. Came out in 2018 on Ace.
What evil lurks.
Anyway, got about 18 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
stay clear. She left her chairs all over town. Now she's disappeared. It's like Charlotte had it.
Arthur here, and I have a radio show on WMFO. Incidentally, from finding Alex on the radio dial when I relocated here. And I'll tell you what, you're listening to the best show on the college radio dial in Boston and or the .com. The Desperate Hour and a Quarter. If only Alex would elect to play less drop-ins like these, and by golly, we'd get more music to enjoy. Thanks, Alex.
This is back because I'm all in a spin. I like a spin that I'm in. And
wee baby, what you do to me?
Well, you got the kind of kisses that I desire when you start your loving you as hot as fire. But when you cut me loose, you made me cook my goose, and you quit before you ever started coming loose. And baby, when you did, you made me flip my lid. Ooh, wee baby, what you do to me?
You make me weep, you make me talk in my sleep. Ooh, weep, baby, what you do to me? Ooh, weep, baby, what you do to me?
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
I got a woman, she's 6'3". Ooh, buddy, what she doing to me? She got loving and she's mighty strange. A vampire, that's her name. Vampire, yeah. Vampire, yeah. That's my baby.
last night we were out all alone, sitting on a cold graveyard stone. Here comes Dracula and Frankenstein, looking for the sugar at supper time. Started shaking, her eyeballs twist. Looked like a mummy with a symphony wrist. She's a vampire, yeah, my vampire. Ooh, vampire, uh-huh. That's my baby's name. Vampire, she wants to marry me. Set up house in a cemetery, put a little coffin underneath the ground. Ain't like living with downtown vampire. Yeah, my vampire. Ooh, vampire. That's my baby's name. Vampire, you cold.
Hi, I'm Chuck Yu. I do radio both here at WMFO and down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO, Medford.
Walking past the cemetery, I saw a little girl, she's a walking towards me. So I made the scene and I went to see it. I got a look at a real zombie. She picked up her head and I made with the stare. I looked at her. I am known as a rockin' zombie. She said she was headed for a record hop, and I asked if I wanted to come and bop. I said, okay, this I have to see. Me making drag with the rockin' zombie. We split for the tombs and we did hear the rockin' sound coming out of the beer. We entered the tomb and I had a glance. I noticed the cats had a real cool dance. They picked up their legs without bending their knees. They stuck up their arms and they grabbed for the breeze. They moved about with the shuffling sound, digging the beat coming out of the ground. We danced all night, the zombie and me. The sun came up for the cemetery. When they saw the light, they did flee. That was the end of my rockin' zombie.
Yeah, it's 7:56 and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, direct, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda, coulda's, never were's, from the 50s through the present day, or from the 50s to the turn of the century, actually. Anyway, let me tell you what I played to close out the show. Just heard the Crewnecks Rockin' Zombie track, originally released on Rhapsody in 1959. I got off the Big Itch Volume 4. Before that, Bobby Bear did Vampira, a track originally released on the Jackpot label in 1958. I got it off of Wowsville, came out on the Mature label out of Australia. Before that, Rick Carty with Ooh-Wee off the compilation Big Deal, came out in 2001 on Mademoiselle. Previously unreleased, recorded around 1957, written by Jerry Reed. And we kicked off the set, the last set of the evening, with the Fuzz Tones and Charlotte's Remains, originally released on the Beggar's Banquet label. I got off the Best Of Thingy Flashbacks, came out on Sundays in 1996. Anyway, mistakes are getting smaller. It usually sounds better after I listen to it. If you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go over to the WMFO website at www.wmfo.org. Go over to schedule, go over to Thursday. Scroll down to Desperate Hours Alex, and by the good graces of the DMCA, the archive and playlists are there for 2 weeks. And if you're on Facebook, or Meta, I guess it is now, and admit it, you are, you can like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and ask to join the group. Man, throw me a bone. I'm getting better at this. Once again. Anyway, I'll be talking at you next week. I'll leave you off with the Savvy Showstopper from Screaming Lord Sutch. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure was mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.
My baby in the very last row. We were just making love, kind of kidding around, when the monster appeared with this crazy sound. My baby looked up, kind of mesmerized. Then she gave a long moan, much to my surprise. Did the monster's the most, I'm his number one fan.
Guess I've fallen in love with this monster. To man.